According to the AIDS Free World, the decision by South Africa's National Prosecuting Authority, NPA, and the South African Police Service, SAPS, to investigate and prosecute rape crimes committed in Zimbabwe in 2008 was made following a formal request from the organization. After the violent presidential elections in 2008, AIDS Free World, with the help of some non-governmental organizations in Zimbabwe, interviewed 84 women who alleged they were gang-raped by people they named and identified as ZANU-PF supporters. Paula Donovan, co-director at the AIDS Free World, told journalists in Johannesburg that the politically motivated rape was so brutal and systematic that it was concluded it constituted crimes against humanity.
Rape is a violent, brutal, cowardly means of gaining power and control, and it was a brutal campaign designed to crush the opposition and ensure that Robert Mugabe and his party maintained their power.
The organization says it decided to approach South Africa to investigate and prosecute the crimes under the Rome Statutes of the International Criminal Court, ICC. It says this action was taken after considering that prosecuting crimes against humanity was not possible either inside Zimbabwe or at the ICC since the country is not a member. Under the Rome Statutes ratified by South Africa, the country has an obligation to investigate and prosecute perpetrators of crimes against humanity whenever they enter South Africa. Shonali Shome, AIDS Free World legal and gender advisor, says they've handed over to the South African National Prosecuting Authority and police a dossier with over 200 names of perpetrators.
The letter from the South African Police Service stated an inquiry docket has been opened. We were given a reference number, the name of the detective in charge, and a contact number for that particular detective. Both the letter from the NPA and the South African Police reassured us that they would take the vulnerability of the victims into account when moving forward.
Stephen Lewis, the other AIDS Free World co-director, praises South Africa's stance of taking the case up and describes it as a principled stand. He believes the case is a clear message to President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF supporters that crimes against humanity are not tolerated world over.
It gives the women of Zimbabwe who were mercilessly raped to the level of crimes against humanity reason to hope, with an opportunity to tell their stories to the world and to know that justice is not some barren, elusive, conceptual mockery.
Lewis says arresting and hauling before the South African courts perpetrators of brutal crimes in Zimbabwe will go a long way in preventing future atrocities. Meanwhile, questions sent to the South African National Prosecuting Authority to deny or confirm the AIDS Free World's assertions had not been responded to by the time of going on air. Reporting for Studio 7 from Johannesburg, this is Benedict Ntlapo.